Just one of those
possibly see if he is now.
You know what's bad?
Thank you everyone for being here. Hello everyone. I will hope everybody can hear us. If not, either say something or send us text messages. It's the appointed hour. It's 9 o'clock. We have enough people connected between who's here in the building and those online. So I call this board of directors meeting to order. We'll move on to our consent calendar items, which are the meeting.
Prior to that, can we identify who iPhone 4
is? Yeah, we have somebody. We just need to know for the minutes. We have an iPhone. Or
four.
Can that person tell us who it is? So you can get credit for being here.
Holly McKinney.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. We'll move on. The consent agenda items are the meeting back in May of 2025 and then the warrant register for May. Do I have any discussion, any questions? This was sent out ahead of time. Chair is looking for a motion.
I'll make it. This is Tyler Jacobson with Spanish Works. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Tyler. Do we have a second, please?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Marvin. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item of business. Under business and action items, we have policies. We have three policies here: security incident response plan. We have visitors in the dispatch center, and we have police dispatching operations. Mike is not here. Who's speaking?
He had a family issue come up.
You'll take that
yeah.
one. Okay, then we'll follow. Then Trish.
And she also is not able to be here due to not feeling well.
Okay.
So Noreen,
you must be hard on everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you then, Heidi, either do it or pass it on.
The security one, we just made a few changes to it as a result of our security incident back in March. Just spelling out the steps that the supervisors or whoever is in charge on the floor who they need to contact, the steps that they need to take immediately when they notice something happening as far as a security breach. Do you have anything to add to that, Logan?
No, that was great. Any questions from board members on the security incident response plan? Hearing none.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
One thing. So I really think this is a great thing. I guess the only question I have is this where will this be so that our team knows where to find it? So like if, cause if there is an incident and there's a breach and we can't access this, is there another place that'll be so that our team members can access that?
That's a really good question. Currently, all of our policies are online through a software called Frontline, which that's web-based, so they should be able to still access those, but...
Okay, so it's not on our network. It would be outside of our network.
Yeah.
So okay. Heidi, this is Norm, and I concur with Tyler. I think that it needs to be visible, and I also think that there ought to be some training on this with your staff to make sure that they know, you know, what to do when.
Yeah, we're going to be doing an in-service later this summer, and our IT department is going to take some time in that, so we can include this policy in that training.
Thank you for your comments. Do we have a motion on the security incident response plan?
I'll move that we approve the security response plan as presented.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on to B, visitors in the dispatch center.
The change in the visitors in the dispatch centers, we used to keep the forms with personally identifiable information on it so that we had a record of who was in the dispatch center. We are not going to keep those forms anymore because of the security incident. We can just keep a log when they sign in that they came to visit. And then I'll just do the police dispatching one. We use 10 code because it's a little bit more efficient. And we cut back on the 10 code usage several years ago to have a standardized communication because of the FEMA policies and stuff like that for interoperability. But we find that it's more efficient to have some certain 10 codes. Like we're still using them on the air. And so we've added them back in. And what we've added is like the 1021 to make a phone call and a registration check and the 10 code for an intoxicated driver, request for backup, prisoners in custody. Those are ones that that have persisted beyond the policy, and it's like we need to codify them and get them back in the policy. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maureen. Mm-hmm. Board, any questions on either of those? We'll put those, let's try to work on those together on either visitors in the dispatch center or on the police dispatching. Any questions, concerns, comments, additions?
Hey, this is Scott from Lehigh. I'm just curious on that. Is the reason that you're putting them back in is because police were using 10 codes still?
We're still using some 10 codes, and we find that it's a lot more efficient to come across the air and tell an officer to copy a 1021 then explain that, can you please copy down a phone number and call a complainant? And so 10 code is extremely efficient. However, it does vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And these 10 codes are the ones that we find are the most efficient, relay the most information, and they are ones that also persisted. They do teach the officers 10 code in the academy. And so it's like, okay, there are still some that use the APCO 10 code, and that's what we're doing, is at least it's a national standard that we can use.
Maureen, will you publish this new list to the departments, or will you do anything like that, email anything? Or is it just in common use that it's what you use, you're just codifying
it? We're just codifying it.
Okay.
But Rachel did send it out to all the departments, so it's been sent.
This has been reviewed by operations. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Board members, any other comments? Thank you for that. If not, can I get a motion on? We can either do a motion together if you'll specify.
I can make the motion.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
Or a 10-4 on this.
10-4 on the 10-03
yeah.
And the 12.01.
Okay. I'll second that.
We have a thank you. We have a motion and we have a second.
Who is the second?
That's Tyler with Spanish Court.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Any nays, please? Okay, hearing none, before we move on to Chief Johnson, I'd like to pause for a minute. This is Noreen Stone's last meeting with it, and I think it's important for the board to know that Noreen has served this dispatch for many, many years. We were reminiscing that, as far as I go back, is when we originally were meeting in the jail in the over here in the conference room, if we could find a key that somebody would actually let us in, and then over to the Utah County building in the conference room. And so she's been here through the old systems, the new systems, the migration, the design, and which I had the opportunity to be part of, and even the construction, and now bring us to this point. So I certainly appreciate all the work that Noreen has done. I know representing Salem that I speak for everybody in Salem that would like to wish her well as she retires now and moves on. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Board, do you have any comments before we move on?
Definitely agree with those comments.
Yep. Thank you, Marie, for everything.
Well, I've learned a lot from you guys. I appreciate that.
Thanks, everyone. Okay, Chief, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, we held our operations board meeting last Thursday, June 5th. Our consent agenda consisted of the approval of the May meeting minutes. Director's report was provided by Director Heidi Healy, and I'll turn the time over to her for the director's report as well as the operations discussion and approval.
I just want to feedback off of Terry and publicly thank Noreen. She's been a really important part of this center for many years, and she hasn't just affected our center. I'm sorry, I'm a baby, in case you don't know that yet. You probably do. She hasn't just affected Utah County and Juab, but also the whole state. It's very frequent that people are reaching out to her with questions, and because of her knowledge, and she's going to not only be missed by our center, but centers across the state, and also law enforcement agencies and fire agencies, and also as a friend. So we will miss you, Noreen. And I hope you go and celebrate and have a fantastic retirement.
Thank you.
I was just reminded that in August we will need to do elections. So everybody will show up. Well, we don't have meetings in July, so
right.
Everybody will be here in August, because you know what happens if you don't show up.
That is true.
So just a heads up. Along with the security incident, the mentioned that policy, but yesterday I emailed the companies that had been helping us get through all of that, reviewing our data, and the attorneys that had been advising us. We wrapped it up with them. It got to the point where they were invoicing us for every email exchange that we were having, which is very, very costly. So I told them that we could rely on our own legal at this point and hope we never need them again. But they've been really, really great and a good resource for us. We are
trying to plan our summer staffing as we are in summertime right now and concerned about the fire season. So that is also a major concern of ours. So trying to make sure that we have the necessary coverage. We asked the cities last week in our ops meeting, the police and fire chiefs, to please, if they need extra channels, or especially if they need to be monitored, to please give us a heads up. It's not uncommon for us to have somebody call us and say, hey, we need a channel and we need it monitored right now. And that's just not possible for us to facilitate that all the time. So if that those discussions come up in your planning meetings with your law and fire, please let us know ahead of time so that we can make the necessary coverage on the floor. We don't want to leave you guys hanging. So heads up is always fantastic.
Heidi, are you talking specifically like when we have a town or a county event? That, mm-hmm. that, is that where you're, okay.
Yeah, we met with American Fort Police the other day and they need some channels for like their parade. And they wanted a channel and they wanted it monitored at one time, and the next time they wanted a channel, they said they didn't need a monitor. So that's fantastic.
Okay.
That communication is super important. And we do have enough channels to facilitate whatever your needs are, so.
But you need ahead of time heads up.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And it seems like your city celebrations are spread out, so there's really not things that are stacked up, you know, on the same weekends. I'm sure there might be with Drew Avenue, Tech County, so just let us know. We are going to be doing another 10-200 drill in the fall. April wants to and has been starting to think about that. She is asking for suggestions from our police departments. And we feel like that's really important to keep doing that because it's something that we don't do very often, but when we do need to do that, they need to know what. They need to know what where their places are, where they need to stage. And also for our people, it's a fantastic training and learning opportunity. So we'll be doing that in October, correct? Awesome. Along with Noreen's departure, we've had a lot of discussions as to how to proceed with our agency. I want to plan for the growth of our center and the growth of the counties that we serve. And we're going to be doing a little bit of changes and restructuring. I'm really concerned about doing it right, and doing a lot of thinking and research into this. My concern is doing it in such a fashion that we don't hurt the floor as far as promoting a bunch of people and then leaving our floor more short than it is currently. So just trying to think through all that and wanting to do the best thing for you guys and our people. And I don't want to do something that in 2 years we're going to have to do an overhaul. So if anybody has any thought or suggestions for me, I'm always open to that. We know that we're not slowing down in our population. Juab's blowing up, at the north end is everywhere is still growing. So I just want to do the right thing and be prepared for the future.
Okay.
That wraps it up.
All right.
Something.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. The three policies that you approved today, they were presented to the operations board as well, and they were approved. The open forum consisted of Central Utah 911 presenting Noreen with the quilt made from agency shirts and patches to celebrate her retirement. And that quilt was put together by Susie, I believe. So great job, Susie. So Noreen, once again, thank you. Best of luck in retirement.
Sure. Thank you.
And good luck to you. So, and then our next operations board meeting will be on August 7th. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. How, do you have anything else to share in the director's report?
I didn't mention our staffing. We do have four new people starting on Monday, one of which is a great lateral. We're getting back Spencer Cannon's daughter, Kristen Merrihew.
She is fabulous. She had a child a while ago and had to take a couple years off. She's in a position now where she can come back, so we're thrilled to get her back. No, we got her back last month. So our lateral that's starting Monday, I apologize, you guys, is Mindy Kane. She's worked here before. She's worked at the other precepts in the county. She's a fabulous dispatcher, so we're excited to get her in our center. So we do have her and three other new people that have no experience starting on Monday. So we have high hopes for them. And hopefully they will all be able to pass training.
Anything else, honey?
No, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. We're now to the open forum. Board members, this is your time. Is there anything that anyone, any questions? Anybody want to say anything or?
If I could, I want to thank Noreen. Thank you so much. Appreciate all your hard work. You've been a rock star, and every month we get those reports, and we just are so appreciative of all of your efforts over the years. So thank you. Heidi, to your comment about figuring out the growth, if you can figure that out, would you please share that with the rest of us? Because I gotta say, I think all of us are struggling with that same thing. So thank you. And I think if, as we start to look into the growth issue, I think perhaps all of the cities could probably help. I think there's some good data that we could be looking at. And, you know, because some of us are spending more time in the weeds looking at growth, we're doing this with TSSD, but perhaps we could, you know, have some sort of planning assistance or something to kind of help us plan that growth. And so I've got a, maybe an idea or two that we can. Give me a call and we can talk about offline. But I do appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you very much. Well played meeting. Thanks for giving us July back, and just special thanks to all of you, and especially Noreen. Noreen, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
There's nothing else. I guess I'll look for a motion to adjourn. Nothing better than a short meeting.
So moved.
Thank you, Ernie. Do we have a second?
Second, Eric Ellis Vineyard.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned. We'll see you in August, in August 14th. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jerry.
So it's few laps. I suppose. It feels like the last 3 weeks. It seems like they really said that I just haven't wanted to not do it.